Blog Talk Radio.
My brain came from the depths of space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. All I view is nothing new, just deja vu. A clue of my afterlife, a previous one before this one too. The shell of my essence, shed skin, stepping in to my photonic origin, genesis without the gin. Garden of Eden collapsed like nemesis, saving humans in a time lapse. Feel my solar energies and give room to me. I got nine celestial spheres in tune with me. From the underworld to this world, I use my principle. It's the infinity that's invincible. The unmoved mover, primordial heel, still communicating with me at will. Through the arm amulet, photons they project like a fifth dimensional holograph that steps. Brainwaves telepathically reach the deep, giving me revelation in REM sleep. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. Offshoot from my comedic predecessors inside a nation of beings like Abraham's children in the wilderness, willing to do what I must to survive. And all this job, animated dead, that's alive around my parameters from La Brea to finesse. Ignorance is what kills you, what a nigga will do. Me and my folks, totes, busy smoke, various hydroponics that makes one joke. But no lead to smoke with a blunt and a lighter. You can come and build, but you gotta respect the cipher. We're doing too much, observation is the policy. Fools yap too much and get trapped in idiocy. Hush up that crap, put that BS on the shelf. No outside interference, just building on the self. Brain rolls off the depths of time and space with antiquity of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. Clear night skies, hope it's like this tomorrow. On the California border, looking at the constellation from Barstow. Area 51, not far from here, I feel nervousness as I create magnetic disturbances. But I get contact from way out there, out of the nowhere, a Pluto's orbit. Prepare for invasions of the energies in the last hour. Clash of the titans over universal power. Dark signs, exercise, and mystify. Magical methods of power to deify. A man over the evil of degeneration and aging. My vision is not blurry, even as a centurion. Walking the earth, 22nd century AD. Mystic, phenomenal simplicity. Live by laws of nature, tied as a black fist. That which exists will always exist. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Power of the Sphinx. Higher nature over lower nature. Self-mastery, black dot universal.
Capital I.
cause to show you true works of a rebel without a pause. Be of a good courage and be not afraid. No sway to the left or the right and be not dismayed. In the midst of the storm, be the cornerstone and observe the landslides and falling of the hailstones. In the terror dome, alone with robotic clones, but you definitely see the light of the heavenly throne. The stars luminous, so I don't hide at night. I get sent from the abyss, shining a guiding light. Constellations of the sun, I and I, billions of others, one for many, reflect the nature of each other. Capital I. Capital I. I don't hide at night. I ascend from the abyss, shining the guiding light. Capital I.
Symbol of longevity.
Ripped to pieces, seemingly disintegrated, but the sound died, magically regenerated. Magic, mysterious signs, unexplained, incomprehensible to the average brain. Exercise on the plane of the most highest. Quiet the physical body, emotional silence. Listen to the thought, the intuition warns. Assembles in the electricity, soon to take form. Ideas are shaped in the earth from desire. Studying the seven in the house of fire. How do the numbers relate to me? The letter and my respect for fire, earth, air, water, and ether. Documents of a mentor, ancestors give us a plan. Knowledge in the mind and the body of a man. Rise like the morning sun, expressions in the universe, but the universe is one. Capital I,
symbol of longevity.
Capital I,
symbol of longevity.
I don't hide at night. I ascend from the abyss, shining the guiding light. Capital I,
symbol of longevity.
Capital I. Consciousness, cultivation, it's all in the mind. Energy traveling, the serpentine mind. Dimming the irrational, material lust. Finding the erase, you rock us. As we strut like the Egyptian architects. In the inner reach of the Nile Valley, African intellect. Selfless, oneness with humanity. Here begins your true sense of responsibility. Respond to your ability for soul travel. Up the spine from the bile to the pineal. Jacob fought the angel and threw his thigh to joint. He fought himself to reach a spiritual conscious point. All things come from the eternal, and all things will return. Allow your soul to learn. Capital I.
Symbol of longevity.
Capital I.
Symbol of longevity.
I don't hide at night. I just live from the abyss, shining the guide's light. Capital I. My legs folded, eyes closed, I see visions from the celestial Nile, infinite dimensions of me seeing the universes and orders in a faraway place, light years of traveling out of an inner space, locus coeruleus and messages and give you a mental picture, modern day manifestation of the scripture, as we transcend but a visitor trapped in the physical, but I'm a psyche pilot directing my vehicle, motility, metaphysical reality, bodily function through illusions, images and truth, the senses so I continue to be. All I see is like the horse, hawk, bird. Flesh embodiment of the word. Capital I. Capital
symbol
I.
Of longevity. Symbol of longevity.
I don't hide at night. I ascend from the abyss, shining a guiding light. Capital I. Capital I. I don't hide at night. I ascend from the abyss, shining a guiding light. Capital I. Capital I.
Symbol of longevity.
Please welcome once again to First World Order Radio, and we present the Moorish Holy Temple of Science Discussions. Tonight we have my co-host is coming on. Grand Sheik, are you here?
Hey, how are you? What's your thought, East, Brother Grand Sheik?
So, East, how you doing?
Doing well, Brother, well.
All right, all right. Let me see if Brother Olabala is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, all right.
All right, you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
All right, good. Back again.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right. What we're going to build on is basically the continuation of discussion from this past week, dealing with mysteries of life, death, and reincarnation. All right. You're going to go from it from the Moorish Holy Quran Circle 7 in this aspect. All right.
All right.
All right. So everybody should have their Moorish Holy Quran Circle 7s out.
All right.
And got mine out.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to go to chapter 1, which is talking about the creation and the fall of man. And basically, as far as the mystery of life, death, and reincarnation, a lot of it is already here within this first chapter. Right? It's already here in this first chapter. We're going to read that man is a thought of Allah, and all thoughts of Allah are infinite. They are not measured up by time, for the thing that are concerned with time basically has a beginning and an ending, right? Or time begins and ends. The thought of Allah, or the everlasting of the past unto the never-ending days to come, and so is man, the spirit man. But man, like every other thought of Allah, was but a seed. A seed that held within it the potency of Allah, just as the seed of any plant on the earth holds deep within itself the attributes of every plant or every part of the essential plants. So spirit man, as seed of Allah, has deep within him the attribute of every part of Allah. Now seeds are perfect, yet as perfect as the source from which they came, but they are not unfolding into life made manifest. The child is a perfection of the mother as the mother is. So man, the seed, must be deeply planted into the soil that he may grow, unfold, and do the bud unfold to show the flower. The human seed that comes forth from the heart of Allah was all ordained by the Lord of the plane of soul and of the plane of things made manifest. So Allah, the husbandman of everything that is, threw forth this human seed into the soil of soul. It grew of faith, and man became a living soul, and he became the Lord of all kingdoms of the soul. Hark now, let every creature hear. The plane of soul is but the ether of the spirit plane, vibrating not so fast, and in the slower rhythm of this plane, the essence of life are manifested, or manifest. The perfumes and the odors and the true sensations and all of the love manifest. And these soul attributes become a beautiful body. A multitude of lessons man must learn upon the plane of soul. And here he tarries many ages until his lessons are all learned. Upon the boundary of the plane of soul, the ethers begin to vibrate slower still, and then the essence take on a final garb. The perfumes and odors and the true sensations and all the love was clothed in flesh. And man was clothed in flesh. Perfect man must pass through all the ways of life, and so a cardinal was full manifest, a nature that sprang forth from fleshly things. Without a foe, a soldier never knows his strength, and thoughts must be developed by the exercise of strength. And so this cardinal nature soon became a foe that man must fight, and that he must, by the strength of the law, made manifest. Let every living thing stand shall hear, still and hear. Man is the lord of all the planes of manifest, of protoplast, of mineral, of plant, of beast. But he gave up his birthright just to gratify his lower self. Man will gain his lost estate, his heritage, but must do it in a conflict that cannot be told in words. Yea, he must suffer trials and temptations manifold. But let him know that the cherubims and seraphims that rule the station of the sun and spirit of the mighty Allah, who rule the solar stars, are his protectors and his guide, and they will lead to victory. Man will be fully saved, redeemed, perfected by the things he suffered on the plane of flesh and on the plane of soul. When man has conquered cardinal things, his garb of flesh will then be served its purpose well, and it will fall, which will be no more. Then he will stand untrampled, and the plane of soul where he must fully commit his victory. Unnumbered foes will stand before man upon the plane of soul. These he must overcome, yea, overcome them every one. All right? Now, basically right there, we know that that deals with karma. Reap what you sow, what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
If you do not learn the life lessons, then that means that you are bound to repeat it again, and must conquer it sooner or later, because it's a lesson, it's a test. So if you cannot conquer various aspects of your lower nature, then you are bound to have to incarnate over again in order to get this right. It says, thus hope will ever be speaking like that there is no failure for the human soul, for Allah is leading on and victory is sure. Right? Man cannot die. Spirit, man is one with Allah. And while Allah lives, man cannot die. When man has conquered every foe upon the plane of soul, the seed will have full open out. Will he unfold in the holy breath? He will have unfolded in the holy breath. The garb of soul will then have served its purpose well, and man will need it nevermore, and it will pass and be no more, and man will then obtain unto the blessedness of perfectness and at one with Allah. So, it's telling you, and this is where the Christians get their concept from as far as taking this final state or this final level, believing that there is no incarnation, based on the fact that they think that they have perfected, or that they would have perfected, in Christ or in Christ, which is the mummified body of Osar, which is actually the awoken soul, which is Heru, in his awoken state. They would have thought that they would have perfected that aspect of themselves, being an awoken soul, being in infinite consciousness. Right, so therefore, they feel as if they would have become the perfected man. All right, however, many never reached this level, as we went over the other week, or this past week. Many do not reach that level of consciousness, because there's so many things here on this planet on which that they become attached to, and it becomes a burden or a yoke for them. So therefore, they never master themselves, so they never reach that final level. So they always have to end up coming back over and over again in order to get this thing right.
Right.
All right. So the ultimate goal is to spiritualize the flesh. That is actually the ultimate goal of life. That's the mystery, because it spoke of this final garb that we would take on, and it's talking about a vibration in which that is slower, slower still. We end up taking on this particular garb or this particular fleshly body. So that means in order to not to have to be in a vibration which is still slower, you will want to increase your vibratory rate, and you do that through meditation. You do that through breathing exercises. You do that by raising the kundalini energy and circulating the kundalini energy through your channels and your meridians. This is what you do in order to become one with Allah. All right? Many don't understand that, but yet we have Jesus in India amongst the Muslims, you know, who speaks of this yoga or the yoga, you know, and they don't never put this together, but yet it's right in the Lord's Holy Quran Circle 7, in which that speaks about his travels to India. So thus he sat amongst the yogis and the swamis, or the Brahmic masters, as they are called, and learned of this information and taught of this information. And we talk about allegorically, because we know that Jesus did not exist in that particular manner, definitely not as no European or Albion or said white man. Jesus, which is Yahshua, which is the Hebrew, which means O Savior, is stemming from Shu, which is the first begotten and only begotten son of Atum, who is known as the personification of air, which means the breath of life. So it's talking about the tale of the breath of life through the cultures and how it reveals and unfolds itself throughout the cultures and traditions of people. It's not talking about an actual human being who just came in a garb flesh or Europeanized flesh in order to save the world. This is actually found in each and every one of us, and we all have the potency, as is stated, to become one with Allah. And so all of us have the ability to become Christ or Kress.
Yes.
Come to awoken soul. Right? And so many fail to understand that. And so therefore, instead of reaching towards Allah and towards awakening their soul principle, which is embedded inside of their pineal gland, they end up losing themselves and becoming bound and tied to their lower selves.
Yeah.
And thus, they begin to become the devil. In other words, the devil of your higher self is your lower self. And what does it state about the lower self? It says that the lower self passes away. You know, that it is made of the illusions of the murky ethers, and it passes away. That is told to us within the Moorish Holy Quran Circle 7, as well as also within the 101 and 102s. Right? Now, when we get into information as incarnation, it states specifically in chapter 9, Jesus and Bharata, together they read the sacred books, right? And he goes on to say, amongst the Buddhist priests was one who saw a lofty wisdom in the words that Jesus spake. It was Bharata, a rabble. Together Jesus and Bharata read the Jewish Psalms and prophet, and read the Vedic, the Veda, and the Avesta, which is the Zoroastrian text, and the wisdom of Gautama. Now, anyone who understands what is on their nationality card as being a Moorish American or Moor, anyone who understands that we acknowledge all prophets, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, etc. Being that Prophet Nabi Ali was in Egyptian adept, and Egypt being the source of all religions, Africa being the source of all religions, coming from actually from the Kushite people, coming from out of the interior, what is known as Ethiopia, what is now also referred to as Tanzania, Kenya,
mm-hmm.
all right, or Rwanda. Around that whole area there, we have the life aspects of our people. 3 billion years ago, based on the Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Creedmore, The Hidden History of the Human Race, he speaks about that fact that humanoid people in Africa has been there at least 2.8 billion years ago, nearly 3 billion years we've been on this planet. Now, people who just existed and just came into existence over the last ice age, which means within the last 10,000 years, Honorable Elijah Muhammad refers to it as just 6,000 years, which is nothing more than 1/4 of a cycle, all right, of the 24,000 to 25,000 year renewal of history cycle, in which that he calls a Holy Quran, which is nothing more than a great year, which is known as, within astrology and astronomy, it is known as the precession of the equinox, dealing with the sun moving through the rotations of the 12 zodiac signs or constellations. Now, we see that the Jewish Psalms and Prophets, which is from Judaism, then it says read the Vesta, which is what? Sanskrit or Hindu teachings, Hindu Kush teachings, then the Avesta, which is the Zoroastrian teachings, and then the wisdom of Gautama, which is Buddhism. So here it is, they was reading 4 different religions, cultures, traditions, all right, because these keys of your salvation is written within all of these particular texts and many more. This is why he who knows one book knows none. And it says, right, as they read and talked about the possibilities of man, Barata said, man is the marvel of the universe. He is part of everything, for he has been a living thing on every plane of life. Time was not when man was not, and then he was a bit of formless substance in the mold of times, and then a protoplast. By universal law, all things tend upward to a state of perfectionist, just like a plant moves upward. It springs forth from the soil of the ground unseen to become visible and then go and raise up towards the sun. The protoplast evolves, becoming worm, then reptile, bird, and beast. And then at last, it reached the form of man. Now, check this out now, because this is where the Hindus believe that you can become these particular things. This is evolution. This is where Charles Darwin and all of them get their concept from. But check this out. Now, man himself is mind, and mind is here to gain perfection by experience. And mind is also manifested in the fleshly form. You see that? So Allah is in man. The holy breath is in man, the mind is in man, and actually they're all one and the same. And in the form best suited to his growth. So mind may manifest as worm or beast or bird or man. The time will come when everlasting life will be evolved unto the state of perfected man. And after man is man in perfectionist. He will evolve to higher forms of life. Now, check this out now. As Jesus said, Barata Abu, who told you this, that mind which is man may manifest in flesh of beast or bird or creeping things? Right? Because the mind of man cannot manifest in these things. Otherwise, they will have the conscious level of what?
The highest self.
Level of man, if the mind of man was able to be within these particular animals. So check this out. Barata said, from time, When man remembers that our priests have told us so, and so we know. And Jesus said, enlighten, Abarabu, as you a master mind, and you do not, and you do know that man knows not by being told. Man may believe what others say, but thus he never knows. If man would know, he must himself be what he knows. Do you remember, Arabu, when you was an ape or a bird or a worm? Now, if you have not better proven of your plea than that, then the priest have told you so, then you do not know. You simply guessed.
Exactly.
Regardless, regard not then what any man have said, let us forget the flesh and go into the mind, into the land of fleshless things, and mind never does forget. And backwards, through the ages, masterminds can trace themselves, and thus they know. Time never was when man was not. And that which begins will have an end. If man was not, the time will come when he will not exist. Now, from a law's own record book, we read, the triunal law breathed forth and stood seven spirits before his face. The Hebrew call these seven spirits Elohim. And these are they who are in their boundless power created everything that is or was. These spirits of the triunal law moved upon the face of the boundless space, and seven others were, and every other had its own form of life. These forms of life were but the thought of Allah, clothed in the substance of their ether plane. Men called these ether planes the planes of protoplasm, of earth, of plants, of beast, of man, of angel, and cherubim. These planes, with all the teeming thoughts of Allah, are never seen by eyes of men in flesh. They are composed of substance far too fine for fleshly eyes to see, and still they constitute the soul of a thing. And with the eyes of soul, all creatures see these ether planes and all the forms of life. Now, of course, your third eye, if you were activated, if it's open, if it's uncalcified, you have the ability in order to see these particular things. Because all forms of life on every plane are thought of Allah. All creatures think, and every creature is possessed of will, and in its measure has the power to choose. And in this native plane, all creatures are supplied with nutriment. Check this out now. In this, and in their native plane, all creatures are supplied with nurturement from the ethers of their plane. So, here you are on the plane of manifest, brothers. How do you receive your nurturement? Where do your life substance comes from? Based on our research, we know that it comes from the solar, which is the sun. The sun is the giver of life. The photonic energy in which that comes from the sun is what we call prana, chi, or ki energy, as well as also cosmic dust, celestial dust, as it is known as star particles. These things come into our atmosphere at the north and south pole of the planet Earth. And as it comes down 300,000 tons of stardust energy comes into the planet Earth daily. You, as a melanated being, absorbs this prana or chi or ki energy, which is photonic light or photons, photonic energy. And you receive your nurturement from the primary source. All right? That's how you receive it. You receive it from the primary source. Now, there's an article in which that recently came out, in which that defined that, in which that if we really would do our research, we would see how this information relates to us. All right? Now, there's a man in India, being that we're talking about India, right?
Yeah, I posted it on your wall.
Right. There's a man in India who claims that he has not eaten or drunk any liquid in 70 years. And he was examined by scientists. This is August the 1st. It was just yesterday. August the 1st, 13th. All right? Absent. Now, check this out. Doctors and experts are baffled by an Indian man who claims not to have eaten or drunk anything for 70 years, but is still in perfect health. A team of scientists and doctors in Sterling Hospital in the western Indian city of Ahmedabad are studying the claims of Prahlad Jana, a local holy man who is over 70 years old. He's 78 years old. He claims that he has been blessed by a goddess when he was 8 years old, which has enabled him to survive without sustenance. In other words, without secondary sources, such as what?
Water, food.
And food. Those are secondary sources. Because what produced water and what produced the food? The sun.
The sun, yes.
Because the sun is made up of the hydrogen. Hydro, which means what? Water. Gen, which means fire. So the combination of water and fire is what produced the sun, and the sun produced the earth in its image and after his likeness, as it did with all the planets in the solar system, because that is the Father who art in heaven. Externally, that is. Now, we have an internal source of what the Father art in heaven, and that is our soul. But it do not become that until it is awoken, which is the christening effect, which is the excretion of DMT and pinoline, which comes forth from being an absorbing prana chi or ki energy. Now, check this out. It goes on, and he says, and that he derives energy through meditation. Most people can live without food for several weeks, with the body drawing on its fat and protein stores. But the average man can survive for only 3 to 4 days without water. All right? So he's getting his nutriment from the sun and from the atmosphere. Hence, food for thought is not just a cliche. This is real, because remember, the thoughts of Allah cannot change. The manifest of life on every plane unfolds into perfection of their kind. And as the thought of Allah cannot die, there is not death to any being on the seven ethers of the seven spirits of the triune Allah. And so, on earth is never plant. A beast or a bird or a creeper thing is never man, and man is not and cannot be a beast or a bird or a creeping thing. The time will come when all this manifest will be absorbed, and man and beast and plant and earth and protoplast will be redeemed. Okay? So, that goes into that. Now, there's another part here from about the same chapter in which that it says, man called the ether planes, the plane of protoplasts, of earth, plants, beasts, man, of angels, and cherubim. But it says here, and with the eyes of soul, all creatures see these ether planes in all the form of life. Once again, that's the pineal gland being activated. You have the ability in order to see these things, but with your fleshly eyes, you cannot see it. Because you're conscious. Remember, consciousness based on psychology. There's 5 levels of consciousness within psychology. You have beta state, you have alpha state, you have delta state, you have theta state, and you have data delta state. Now, the first state, which is beta state, is what we call the conscious state. As you lose consciousness and you start going into the subconsciousness, you transform from beta state to subconscious state, which is known as alpha state. So in the alpha state, which is controlled by the breath, at 6 breaths a minute, you tap into the subconscious state or the trance-lax state. This is like when you're just staring off and you're not particularly thinking about a particular thing. You know, you can be, but you're just staring off in space, daydreaming, as they refer to it as. That is when you go into a trance-like state. You go into that state several times a day. That is the time when you're supposed to be hypnosing or practicing self-hypnosis on yourself and programming your mind in order to make things manifest on the plane of manifest. That's when you tap into naturally into the subconscious mind, is at that point when you daydream. All right? I want to give that science up because many people don't know that. So it says that this is what is called the fall of man. Check this out now. So the fall of man is talking about us falling in states of consciousness. But check this out. It says the ethers became more dense, and all the creatures of these planes were clothed with coarser garbs of flesh, when man can which man can see, and thus the coarser manifests, which man called physical, appeared, and this is what is called the fall of man. But man fell not alone from protoplast and earth and plant and beast were all included in the fall. Now remember, that makes sense because even in the Holy Quran, of the Mohammedan, it states specifically that God said, Adam, Eve, Iblis, which is Lucifer, all of you, get thee down from this state. So this was a state of mind. This was a heavenly state that we was in called the plane of soul. But we fell and became more condensed into the plane of coarser flesh or more harder substances or elements in which that we took on and garbed the soul, in which that is known as the physical plane. And everything came here and became part of that fall. Not just the protoplast, the earth, the plant, the beast were all included in that fall. So it was not just man. That's why in the Holy Quran by the Mohammedans, they tell you that Adam named the animals, if y'all remember that part. Adam names the animal.
Yeah.
All right. So that means that animals existed where Adam was. He named them. You know? And so we know that animals are fifth-dimensional beings or fifth-dimensional creatures. So as we fell from the higher states of consciousness and as we came down to the fifth dimension, which deals with energy, we was able to name all the elements, all the beastly elements, plants elements, protoplast elements, all of these things as they came and vibrated very low and slow to the planet Earth itself. It says, the angels and the cherubims fell not, and they will, and their will were never strong, and so they held the ethers of their plane in harmony with the law. Now, with the either reach of rate of atmosphere, and all creatures of these planes must get their food from atmosphere. Check this out now. It says, now when the ethers the rate of atmosphere, and all the creatures of these planes must get their food from atmosphere. So where was this Indian getting his food from?
The sun.
Exactly, from the sun, you know, which and the atmosphere. That's where he's getting it from. That's where the prana is, in which that comes in through the north and south pole. All right? And it says the conflict claim came, and then that which the finite man called survival of the best became a law. That's the survival of the fittest overcomes the weak. The stronger ate the bodies of the weaker manifest. And here is where the cardinal of evolution had its rise. And now man, in his utter shamelessness, strikes down the and eats the beast. And the beast consumes the plant, and the plant thrives on the earth, and the earth absorbs the protoplast. That's evolution. So if you did not eat the beast, you would not have participated in what they call now Charles Darwin's theory. At least not in that concept of the way in which that, you know, man strikes down the beast and the beast consumes the plant and the plant thrives on the earth and the earth absorbs the protoplasm.
Mm.
It wouldn't be in that form.
Right.
Because you'd be like this Indian shaman in which that is 78 years old and for 70 years have gone without any food and water. Because it's only then, if you get Hilton Otima's book, The Magic Wand, The Magic Temple, also the some of his other books, The Cosmic Secrets of the Ancient Masters. I think that was the name of it, close enough. But Hilton Otima, he speaks about the fact that man lost his 1,000 years, which is a day unto the Lord, which is like the age of Methuselah, 969 years old, and we began to plummet in age because we began to eat not just the beast, not just the plant, all right, but we began to eat, and it's from us eating that we had to adapt. Our bodily system had to adapt instead of being able to just absorb and breathe the prana. This is an ancient secret that the pineal gland used to sit up more towards the top of the head area. And there's a prana tube in which that runs through us, north and south, in which that we're able to absorb south energy from the ground, north energy from the atmosphere and from the sun. So as this energy comes down, we usually store it at the middle point, which is at the heart chakra. So we used to be able to absorb energy through our particular endocrine glands, in which that created hormonal balance, which is through our spinal column. All right. So that means that the Kundalini was always awakened and naturally sat at the heart chakra for those who wanted to bestow or, you know, put forth what is called the science of love, because it's at that particular chakra in which that love is expanded, compassion, mercy. Now, at the third eye area, where you see the serpent coming out at on the tiaras or the crowns of the ancient Egyptians, which is called the uraeus or caduceus, or what we refer to as the Ushetra, which is Washita. As this serpent comes out at the third eye area, that means that now you have exit your mortal bodies, which is your heart, solar plexus, navel, and root chakra. Those are your mortal bodies. Those are the bodies in which that dies along with the physical body. Your immortal bodies is your throat, your third eye, and your crown chakra. So now you are in your Aku, your Ka, and your Ba. All right? And it's there that as you begin to master these secrets of how to absorb prana, because it just finished saying that these creatures, which is we as one of these creatures, we are one of the creations, that we must get our food from the atmosphere. All right? We must get our food from the atmosphere. But this is when the conflict comes in at, is when we began to start slaughtering beasts and eating plants. In other words, we began going to secondary sources instead of the primary source.
Right.
And that's
how we fell. Yeah.
Right, and that's the fall, and that's how we fell. And therefore, by us even eating produces problems in our systems, which we now know is disease. This is why many people are now turning towards vegetarian and vegan, fruitarian, soon breatharian or liquidarian, then breatharian, particular, you know, livity, which I call, you know, instead of diet is livid. We turn more towards a livid, you know what I'm saying, life instead of a diet. For, you know what I'm saying, because the first part of diet is the word die. We want to live.
Wow.
So So the science is, that's the reason why it is, that's the reason why, that's how you know that by us eating, it caused death, because the damn word in which that they talk about a healthy diet, what the fuck is a healthy diet? That is an oxymoron. That is an oxymoron. And only a moron would say that. There is no such thing as a healthy diet. You know what I'm saying? You die healthy. Wow. That's the same thing. Oh, they die from natural
causes.
How they used to say, older folks, when you know, oh, they die from natural causes.
Huh.
They die from a healthy diet.
Wow.
They die regardless.
Right.
And then you lose the weight after the diet and gain it right back.
Yeah.
Right. Now, this means in order to learn how to perfect this of not eating and begin to start getting more sustenance from the atmosphere and from the sun, this is the reason why they're polluting the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, is to try to cut down on you learning this now because they know what time it is. But you will learn how to begin to start practicing Qigong and Tai Chi, which are known for being able to absorb prana and chi energy consciously. This is how you want to do it. You want to be able to do this consciously. All right? Now it says, and now man, in his utter shamelessness, struck down and eat the beast. The beast consumed the plant thrives on the earth, and the earth absorbs the protoplast. In yonder kingdom of the soul, this cardinal evolution is not known, and the great work of mastermind is to restore the heritage of man, is to bring him back to his estate that he lost, when he again will live upon the ethers of his native plane. So how can you live upon the ethers of your native plane if you're not absorbing the proper amount of prana or chi or ki energy on a daily basis? You're not going to a primary source. You're going to keep going to secondary sources. And I'm not saying that you're just going to stop eating overnight. I'm not going to say that you're going to just be this yogi master 78 years old and not have eaten since 8. But what I am saying is that cut down on your eating. Go to what Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in How to Eat to Live, Volume 1 and 2, that you go to one meal a day.
Yeah, I know. Now that you mentioned that, I know a brother named Brother Joe, and he just recently wrote a book in the Nation of Islam. He used to eat once a week. I know that brother personally because, you know, during the time I was in the ranks, and he used to eat once a week.
Exactly. I've gone and eaten once every 3 days.
Yeah. So he just recently wrote a book about how he did it. I need to pick up that book.
Right.
His name
is
Brother Joe Muhammad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so these are the keys of what we're talking about here. And that's what I'm saying, that we bring you the highest sciences from every source possible. You know what I'm saying? This is what this is for. And it says, so, man to bring him back to his estate that he has lost, when he again will live upon the ethers of his native plane. The thoughts of Allah cannot, and the manifest of life on every plane unfolds in perfection of their kind. And as the thoughts of Allah can never die, there is not death to any being on the seven ethers of the seven planes of the seven spirits of the triune Allah.
Hmm.
And so, in earth is never plant, a beast, bird, or creeping thing is never man, all right? And man is not and cannot be a beast, a bird, or a creeping thing. The time will come when all this manifests will be absorbed, and man and beast, plants, earth, and protoplasts will be redeemed. Now, we said that earlier, but let's continue on. Barata was amazed. The wisdom of the Jewish sage was revelation unto him. In other words, of what Jesus has spoken to him. Now, Vedayapati, wisest of the Indian sage, chief of the temple, as Kaspar Vestu, heard Bharata speak to Jesus of the origin of man, and heard the answer of the Jew, of the Hebrew prophet, and he said, "Your priests of Kapavestu heard me speak, and we stand today upon a crest of time. 6 times ago, a master soul was born, who gave a glorious light to man, and now a master sage stands in the temple of Kapavestu. The Hebrew prophet is the rising star of wisdom, deified. He brings to us a knowledge of the secret things of Allah, and all the world will hear his word and glorify his name. Your priest of temple of Kapavestu stays, but he's still and listen when he speaks. He is the living oracle of Allah, and all the priests gave thanks and praise the Buddha of enlightenment." So, this is what we're talking about tonight, and I'm going to let your brothers build on the information that we're going over and what your aspects about it and how y'all see everything, what we're talking about.
Yes, as dealing with the higher and the lower self, and how the higher self and the lower self can become one. Most of the people in your fraternities and such as the Masons and so on, they really don't understand the real ritualistic, the science of the real ritualistic, having an understanding of what that is of Hiram Abiff. Like they said, I have raised him with two grips, but he still cleaves, his flesh still cleaves to the bone, which means he still clings to his lower self. He still don't want to leave the material world.
Right.
And when you grab him with the master grip or the lion's paw or the sign of Leo, and the sun is at his most powerful, then you can raise him up, because you raise him up from his lower self to his higher self, to the spiritual self, from which
right.
he has fallen. When the fallen man, when he's fallen from his spiritual, from the spiritual world to the material world.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has risen from this, the material world back to the spiritual world, where him and the spiritual world and the material become one.
But right,
the spiritual
no
world
question.
Will always wound up on top. To
right,
be
and,
like,
it's no
like,
and it's no question,
yeah.
is Brother L. Grand Sheik, that the lion, you're saying the lion paw, in which that pulls up, which is basically uplifting fallen humanity, how is that done? The lion symbolizes the rays of the sun. That's why
yes.
they refer to it as a mane, you know what I'm saying, around the head of the lion, which is symbolic to a sun and the rays of the sun. So it's telling you, even in the symbolism of the lion paw, that what uplifts you and what pulls you up is you focusing on what?
The prana.
The prana, exactly. Exactly.
The rays of the energy from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's really kept the 70 or the 78-year-old Hindustani haven't ate any drink or any water or ate any food substance or anything like that. That's how he got his. That is his living substance, the rays
right.
of the sun.
Right.
And that's what he lived off of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brother
yeah.
Olabop. What you got for us?
Well, you know, what you said was great. I love that.
Thank you.
And when you get into this teaching, because I, you know, there's so many things to touch on, but what stood out to me is how you pointed out on the nationality card, what it talks about these different, you know, men, of God, or these different schools of thought. We have to really look at these different schools of thought whether it's Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, and the three monotheistic religions, not only the esoteric, but we need to get into the esoteric forms of these three monotheistic religions. When you get into that, then you'll tap into this science as well. And the Moorish Quran mentions that in the 10th chapter, that it mentions the universal Allah. And we know that Prophet Noah Ju Ali is a universal prophet. So that means if you study chapter 10 carefully, it will tell you that we're supposed to look at these teachings in a universal way. And if you study this Quran carefully, we are really, we really should be traveling in the same footsteps of Jesus in the book, in studying these different schools of thought, because in these different schools of thought, you will have these teachings and learn the science of breath, you know, meditation, qigong, tai chi, and all these other things, you know. So definitely, we must get into this, you know, because I know about that particular article of the brother in India, because I actually posted it on your wall, I think, because you know we was talking on this. Definitely, we got to get into this, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. The dealing with Jesus, how you look at Jesus in the esoteric sense, is the teachings of this esoteric figure. They call, although it's a non-fiction figure, but it's still the teachings of it. That the teaching of that you need to practice. I tell a lot of some Christians, they say, well, I don't believe in that Moorish stuff. Well, you don't believe in Jesus neither, because you know you would do a lot more better than what you're doing. You would practice. Why don't you practice what Jesus taught? Why don't you practice his science? Why don't you do the thing that Jesus done, you know, if you believe in him so much?
Yeah.
If Jesus came in here right now, would you offer him a cigarette? But you're mad at me because I tell you I don't like cigarette smoking in my home. But you said you got Jesus, but like I ask again, would you ask him, or would you offer him a cigarette if he stepped in there right now?
They believe Jesus will heal them from the cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, they always, like Brother Panic says, about a couple of weeks ago, he said that they always look outside of themselves instead of within, looking for an answer. Well, I'm looking for an answer. I'm looking for the right church. I'm looking for the right temple. I'm looking for the right synagogue. I'm looking for the right cathedral. I'm looking for an answer. Well, the answer is not in either one of them. The answer is just yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Jesus within you, the Allah within you, the Buddha within you.
Yeah. If you look at the chapter 8 in verse 7, I don't want to read the whole thing, but I'll start at verse 7. It says, Allah's meeting place with man is in the heart, and in a still small voice he speaks. And he who hears is still.
Wow.
Because that's dealing with, you know, being in meditation. And all the people said, teach us to know the Holy One who speaks within the heart, Allah of the still small voice. And Jesus says, the holy breath cannot be seen with mortal eyes, nor can men see the spirits of the Holy One. So,
wow.
The holy breath that all he always keeps going back to the holy breath.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Notice you have to be still. So I mean, we know that that could be describing like meditation, you know, being still.
Exactly.
You know, so definitely, so we have to really get into the science. So the prophet gave clues by putting it on the nationality card.
Exactly.
But I think we just like to talk about it all the time and read these, you know, verses, the chapters and verses, but don't realize that we need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, not in the sense of, you know, the story, but in the practice and tap into these different sciences. It really is, it's really the science, learning the science of breath.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Which can be found in those different schools of thought, whether it's what we would call Buddhism, Hinduism, the Kemetic teaching, because when you look at what Muwatta Ashby did with the Egyptian yoga, he brought it back.
Yes, he did, yes.
In the sense of, as far as the Kemetic yoga, because it's found on the walls, but what happened is we so far removed from that, you know, that custom or that culture, that he had to go among the swamis and learn it and then to bring it back. So that's why, think about what he did. He went and studied, because if you look at his bio, you'll see that he went and studied. So it's just like with Jesus in the Morris Quran. He went and he studied and got certain things, you know. So it's just like us. We have to get into these teachings and pull out these different things that is part of our culture, because we taught everyone this.
Yes.
But we lost the knowledge of this. So we may have to study Buddhism, Hinduism, or different aspects of those teachings in order to get those different aspects of the science back.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it's real simple. Matter of fact, we instructed to do so in chapter 10, as you were saying earlier. We go down to chapter 9, 8, chapter verse 18. It says, "Man named the parts of a law he sees, and this is him in all the of all the law. And every nation sees a part of a law, and every nation has a name for a law." 19. "You Brahmins call him Parama. In Egypt, he is called Thoth, which is Tahuti, and Zeus in his name in Greece. Jehovah is his Hebrew name. But everywhere he is the causeless cause, the rootless root from which all things have grown. And when men are afraid of Allah and take him for a foe, they dress up other men in fancy garbs and call them priests, and charge them to restrain the wrath of Allah by prayer. And when they fail to win his favor by prayer, they buy him off with sacrifices of animals or birds. When man sees Allah as one with himself, as Father Allah, he needs no middleman, no priest, and deceive." And actually, for those of which that deals with the information coming from, you know, dealing with the altar and things like that, it's a tool to utilize it first. But however, ultimately, as we read within chapter 8, verse 22, it says, "Make human hearts your altar and burn your sacrifices with fire of love." Once again,
fire of love.
"Make human hearts your altar." In other words, make your heart your altar. You don't need an external altar. That is utilized in order to deal with the activation of the left hemisphere of the brain. The left hemisphere of the brain needs something tangible. All right. However, as you master these sciences, everything become imprinted, and you will constantly be able to do everything in which that the altar does outside of you, inside of you. And now your heart, which talking about your actually your mind, becomes the altar. And now you put your sacrifices upon it, you know what I'm saying, with the fire of love, which is prana. Prana is love. The energy of life, prana, chi, a key energy, that's the love. That's what we're talking about. Love is not an abstract thing. Love has actual tangible and is a tangible element. You know what I'm saying? You can weigh love. You can feel love as it's coming into you. You can feel prana as it comes into you. You can feel all of these particular things. You know what I'm saying? So this is some way out spooky. This ain't no spook guy. This is the problem that's going on, because, you know, my brothers in the Father Sent Nation, the God's Nurse, you know, the Father Sinners, they have a tendency of thinking that, you know, that everything is a spook God, but the breath is not a spook God.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
The breath is something in which that you have to utilize every day. Matter of fact, 25,920 times in a 24-hour period is how much you breathe. You breathe on the average 25,920 times in a 24-hour span. The average person breathes 18 breaths a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, when you lower your breaths, when you lower your breath, you tap into different levels of consciousness. And that's what we're talking about, the fall of man, in which that's caused us to get into this gross-like state of having a physical body and having to deal with secondary sources, you know what I'm saying, instead of the primary source, in which that gives us more of a lighter body, a lighter spirit, in which that we're able to tap more into the plane in which that we originate from. That's what this is all talking about. All right, but we can go to a commercial right quick. We're going to come back. First of all, on the radio, finally, we are on the air. No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this the hottest day of the week.
Seen and lovers in time, order, and importance. Some of them are in their hearts, more physical instruments. Earthly state of human concerns in existence, and they definitely make them too positive or distant. System regulates the brain about specific things that we based on battle with natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetic of sound through the exchange of thoughts transmits. Seen and lovers in time, order, and importance. Some of them are in their hearts, more physical instruments. Earthly state of human concerns in existence, and they definitely make them too positive or distant. System regulates the brain about specific things that we based on battle with natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetic of sound through the exchange of thoughts transmits.
So you start get your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so these clues are given throughout the various languages for us to piece the puzzle of this ancient history school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're gonna take this level up a notch. We're gonna have stuff to do here. This is not just gonna be about philosophy, theory, and words.
You have activated Pisces and we have produced this black chemical called melanin.
And what we did was give a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study.
All right, so as we were saying, for those who have altars, there comes a time in which that these altars will have to be torn down and your heart will become your altar. As a matter of fact, if you read chapter 8 of the Moorish Holy Quran, Circle 7, he goes into that. As a matter of fact, he said, Jesus reveals to the people of their sinful ways. In all the cities of Orisha, Jesus taught at Katak. By the riverside, he taught, and thousands of people followed him. One day, a car of jaguar nuts was hauled along by scores of furnished men, and Jesus said, behold, a form without spirit passed by, a body with no soul, a temple with no altar fires. This car of Krishna is an empty thing, for Krishna is not there. This car is but an idol of a people drunk on wine of cardinal things. Allah lives not in the noise of tongues. There is no one or way to him from any idol shrine. Allah's meeting place was Allah, was man, is in the heart, and is a still voice he spake, and he who hears it is still. And all the people say, teach us to know the Holy One who speaketh within the heart, and Allah of this still small voice. Now that's just what you just finished reading, Brother Olabale, and it goes on. It says, Jesus said, the holy breath cannot be seen with mortal eyes, nor can be man see the spirit of the Holy One. But in this image man was made, and he looked into the face of man, looked at the image of Allah who speaks within. And when man honors man, he honors Allah. And when man does for man, he does it for Allah. And you must bear in mind that this is that when man harms in thoughts, words, or deeds, or any man, he does a wrong to Allah. If you would serve Allah who speaks within the heart, just serve you, your near of kin, and those who are not kin, the strangers at your gate, the foes who seek to do you harm, assist the poor and help the weak. Do harm to none and covet not which is not yours. Then with your tongue the Holy One will speak, and he will smile behind your tears, with light your countenance with joy, and fill your heart with peace. And then the people ask, to whom shall we bring gifts? Where shall we offer sacrifice? Now understand now, this is why sacrifice was in the Old Testament, when you would see the killing of calves, the killing of goats, the killing of rams or sheep, and etc.
Mm-hmm.
All this is in the Old Testament. All right? Matter of fact, it was a ritual in which that Moses and them, based on the information, they actually started what is Jubilee. They would actually take a goat and place their hands on the head of the goat, the priest would, and channel all the negative energy into the goat from out of the tribe, and then send the goat out into the wilderness.
Mm.
Right? This is where you get riding the goat from. This is also where you get this information concerning the goat, and the goat being Baphomet, which is the goat, you know, the goat head, because it symbolizes the channeling of all the Hebrew priests, Israelite priests, channeling the evil into this goat from out of the tribe. That was one of the rituals. All right. So, in the same way, that's what man was on, is, you know, is basically sacrifices. So it says, when you would offer sacrifice, it says, let's go up. And Jesus said, our Father, Allah, ask not for needless waste of plants or grains, dove, or of lamb. Now, you understand is that the plants and the lamb, all of this was actually back during the time of Canaan. You know, Cain and Abel. You know, remember, that was the test between them two, and that's why Cain killed Abel, because Abel gave up his best, you know what I'm saying, as a sacrifice to God. You know, while Cain, you know what I'm saying, gave his little vegetables or whatever, you know. But this particular guy obviously liked the flesh, you know, in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
know, you go back and you see that because Abel gave up what? Some type of animal. You know what I'm saying? As we've seen here. And then Cain gave up vegetables. And that wasn't proper sacrifice, you know, for God. You know what I'm saying?
They both gave up the animal and the vegetable kingdom.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what that was about. And it says, that which you burn on any altar, you throw away. No blessings can attend the one who taken the food for 100 miles to be destroyed by fire. In other words, here you are killing this animal for God or Allah, which is invisible and you can't see it, you know, but at the same time, your brother is hungry. You know what I'm saying? Your sister is hungry. So instead of destroying the animal, killing the animal and then sacrificing it, talking about you doing so to an invisible, that, now that's a spook God. You know what I'm saying? Right, but when you say that God is within, Allah is within, then that's not a spook God. And when you're talking about that's the holy breath, then that's not a spook God. But when you are taking your ideas and you are impeding it and attempting to impress it upon something external of yourself, then that becomes a spook God. All right, so it says, when you will offer sacrifice unto Allah, just take your gift of grain or meat and lay it on the table of the poor. For it is an incense will arise to heaven, which will return to you with blessings. Tear down your idols. They can hear you not. Turn all your sacrifices, altars, into fuel for the flame. And this is what we were talking about earlier, that make human heart your altar and burn your sacrifices with the fire of love. And all the people was entranced and would have Jesus as a God. But Jesus said, I am your brother, man. Just come to show the way to Allah. You shall not worship man. Praise Allah, the Holy One. So praise the God within you. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I'm simply a reflection of the God within me, as the same as the God within you.
Yeah.
Holy breath. Yeah.
Right. And actually, and when he said the way of Allah, that's the deen of Allah.
Right. That's,
you know,
the deen.
If you look at it in Africa, yeah. So that's not talking about, you know, looking outside of yourself. It's about going within.
You can say, and thou was in the Tao of Allah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tao.
And Christians, the narrow path. You know what I'm saying? Remember, it's easier for a rich man to get through the gates of heaven than it is for a poor man to get through the gates of heaven than it is for a rich man to get through the eye of a needle. That eye of a needle symbolizes that narrow road. So that same path of Taoism, which is called the Tao, which means the way, same path of the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the Deen, you know what I'm saying, within Islam or Arabic, the same as within Christianity, you know what I'm saying? So we see this told over again, and that actually is nothing more than the spinal column. That is the path, or the way, or the Sirat al-Mustaqim, or the Deen, or the Tao. You know what I'm saying? That's the spinal column within us. Breaking up the Kundalini, which is the mother principle, you know, within each and every one of us, you know, to the fourth God in heaven, to awaken him for the marriage of bride and the bridegroom, I'm saying, can commence in order to produce Heru, which is the Christ, which is the awoken soul. You know what I'm saying? That's what all it's about.
Come on, Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about.
The Jacob's ladder.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, Jacob's ladder.
That's right. Yeah. We can keep going on the symbolism in which has been given to us, you know, by the ancients. You know?
Yeah. Stairway to heaven.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. No doubt about it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brother Al.
Yes. I was thinking about the way. I had to put that in there when I said the Tao of Allah. Because I studied a little of Taoism, and the Tao Te King, and how to learn how to pronounce certain Chinese words and terms. And the reason why I started doing it, because and besides Spanish, which is Moorish Latin, need to learn also Chinese too, because they're probably gonna, more likely they're going to become another superpower pretty soon. And it has the Taoism, and you had the Japanese Shintoism,
right?
And you had the they all have to me all of them stem from more science,
right?
Because they all are going back to the same thing, you know,
right. Yeah.
The way of Allah, the way of the Buddha,
right.
Principle in Buddhism,
right.
Of the way of the shamanism, you know, you go on and on and on, you know, and it all goes back to the same thing.
Right. No doubt. Yeah. What's your thoughts about that, brother
Olabala? Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, because that's why the prophet wrote in the beginning, he said all these lessons were held secret in these different places, you know, because most of these teachings are being held in monasteries or in the Himalayas somewhere where people are, you know, meditating and, you know, they're in silence, you know, the silent brotherhood. That's people who are a lot of times meditating. You know, they showed that in the movie Hangover. The guy went in there and the people was quiet and they hit him. Hey, man, be quiet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people are doing this all over the world. So the prophet knew that, hey, in order for us to get back into these teachings, which are ours, because keep in mind, in all these different areas of the world, we were the original teachers.
Yes,
people have became the custodians of these teachings. When we talk about martial arts, we talk about all these religions. Even Renoka Rashidi was doing a lecture on India, and he was saying how Hinduism is is a watered down version of a more ancient teaching that, you know, the indigenous people who were us used to teach in that particular area.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this is all our ancient knowledge that we lost, lost knowledge of, and this is why we have to study these different schools of thought in order to get little pieces here, little pieces there. I call it gumbo soup, you know, and we put it all together and apply it however it works for you.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, come on,
you know, because, you know, a lot of times people get into the comedic knowledge and say, that's it. Yes, use that, but also, you know, you could get into, the study of the Kabbalah and all this other stuff, too, because it's all ours. You can't just lock yourself into one little thing, because keep in mind, the Tree of Life is on the walls of ancient Kemet, but the Jews that's into the Kabbalah, they mastering this.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you just pointing on the wall and saying, hey, look at this. But they mastered this.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you may have to go in another area in order to master what you watching on the wall. Because, see, you're so out of touch to it, because keep in mind, that was longer. See, what the Moors did, the Moors took that which is ancient and brought it into modern times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It simplified it, because keep in mind, if you study in the comedic knowledge, you have to get into understanding the meta nature in which each symbol represents something in itself. So you have to learn language, and then you have to get into the teacher, which may take you years to do.
Yes, sir, and the culture as well of the ancient Kemet and India with this Hindustan and the culture there, the culture and like you said, Washita, which is the ancient name for Washita. That's where the Washita nation comes from, you know, from all those aspects of teachings and sciences. And you're dealing like, it's like going to Japan and studying certain martial arts like Aikido. You have to get into the culture and the history of the people and the language of the people to really feel it.
Yes.
Yeah. To feel it, you know, although there's more science, you know, because more science, I taught martial arts also.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spiritual aspects of the martial arts, spiritual aspects of it, and the mental as well, besides being physical.
Right.
A lot of people, even the peace be upon him, the legendary Bruce Lee.
Oh, yes.
Most people look at him as some man from China. All he did was holler, scream, and kick and punch. But
no,
this cat was awesome.
Yeah.
He wrote the book called The Tao of Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
The way of the intercepting fist. He put a lot of spirituality into it.
Oh, yes, definitely. He had a philosophy with that.
Ooh, didn't he? Didn't he?
Yeah.
A lot of philosophical aspects of it.
Yeah.
And, a lot of the aspects with stems from our ancient Morris science, and it just, you know, make me, you know, really feel good as being a Moor and knowing that I'm connected to this earth land, you know.
Yeah.
That we
definitely
all are, you know.
Definitely
earth land, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, when you look at Bruce Lee too, that movie The Game of Death, which he didn't really finish because, you know, he was murdered, you know. A lot of people think it was an accident.
Yeah.
You know, he was murdered. The whole Game of Death, if you look at the last scene when he was going up in the different floors, it represented all the different styles of martial art. And then when he went to the last floor, it represented his style that he created, which was Jeet Kune Do, which you was just talking about, which was really no style. And he had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on that floor. But keep in mind, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was like 7 feet tall. I mean, he couldn't really do none of the posture and all these different things. He had to just do whatever he could do based on his height.
Exactly.
So, you know, so he waited. So that whole scene, he went on, and notice he was going up in the floors.
The
ladder. That was the highest level that you could reach. So Jeet Kune Do was really,
Right. As a matter of fact, for those who go back and watch carefully, he fought Jackie Chan. And actually, in that scene, he broke Jackie Chan's neck. For real.
He would really hurt people. A lot of people used to, you know, try to test him, say, hey, man, I heard if, you know, that short punch, you know, he used to hit people real, like, with that short punch. They want to say, let me test you out. He punched somebody through a closet or something, punched somebody through a wall or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that represents his style, which really was countering what you would do, rather than to just go by all the, you know, which he was taught in the school and everything like that, which he would have shut down all the schools if they would have followed him, because they would have said, man, I'm going that way. Which was really letting the God within guide you in how you was to deal with the opponent, rather than going by a set routine or set teaching. Because, you know, of course, you know, you're getting taught, okay, this is how you block, this is how you kick. No, it's more so, if you do this, this is what I'm going to do. Rather than, okay, I'm going by how I was taught. Okay, this is how you wax on, wax off, you know.
Yeah, program fighting.
Yeah, that's so he really was saying, that's all garbage, really. This is a higher level here.
Mm-hmm.
This is no style here. Whatever you do, I'm just going to counter what you do. I don't know what you're going to do. I'm just letting the spirit guide me.
Yeah.
the God within, the Allah within, guide me to how to deal with you.
That's the true understanding of what he was doing.
Yeah. That was the true understanding. Like you said, that's the true understanding at the highest level.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole thing about his one-inch punch and his, you know, two-inch punch and, you know, and so forth and so on, three-inch punch. All of that was based on the fact of him being able to move his etheric body. And we see a good parallel to that, you know what I'm saying, in the movie Master Killer.
Huh.
You know, or the 36 Chambers, as it is called. Mm. And he goes into the temple. He said, he tells the attendant, you know what I'm saying, the priest attendant, that I want to go to the highest level. I want to learn Kung Fu. And so he said, oh, you do? Okay, so he took them to the highest level. And they ended chanting and sitting down, chilling.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, you know, they're in there, and they reading, you know what I'm saying, from out of books and the spirit so forth and you know, and he was like, what the hell is this? He said, yo, I came to learn Kung Fu. And the head guy said, out. And he shush him out, like, with his hand, like, out. You know, get out. And he's like, nah, I want to learn Kung Fu. And then the master took his etheric body and knocked him all, you know, knocked him over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he got up and ran out, and he told, and he ran back into the priest who took him there, and he said, you know, what kind of Kung Fu is this? This ain't Kung Fu. And then the priest told that this is the highest form that you ever learned.
Whoa, I've seen that happen. I've seen a Tai Chi master flinging people around, and he wasn't even touching them, just throwing them. Bow!
Exactly.
Wasn't even touching them.
Yeah.
Because it was like when they threw a punch at him, he would turn a certain way and would direct their energy against them.
Yeah.
You know.
They couldn't even get close to him. He was throwing them all over the place.
That's an etheric body. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how really deep and sharp a lot of these masters are. And when a lot of these martial art movies, most people don't really get it.
Yeah.
There's a message behind the message in these martial art movies. And like Brother Aleem just said, you know, it's a lot of them using their etheric body. That's what they are talking about.
Yeah. Just the fact that they call them the mortals, like the last, who's the movie that they made, Immortals? I think it was Jackie Chan, the Mortals.
Oh,
and
Jet Li.
Yeah, the Mortals. Just the fact that they're using those names, people don't realize even the names they choose.
Yeah.
It's describing their level of spirituality, their level of enlightenment. Because it's a philosophy that comes with the martial arts and the teaching and everything. It's not just you jumping up and kicking people. It's a philosophy. It's a teaching.
Yeah.
With that.
Exactly.
You know. Some serious business.
Oh yeah.
You know, you listen to some of these people. Did you listen to some of them old Bruce Lee interviews? This guy was deep.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't some guy kicking around. And he had people. People was listening to him. He would have shut down them schools. It would have been none of them schools going on. They had to get rid of him because he would have had them shut down them schools because they would have been on a higher level. And he was teaching people all over the world because he had schools on this side of the world. Keep in mind, Jim Kelly, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they all was his students.
Yes.
You know, Jim Kelly, you know, he was doing this thing, but they all came in contact with him. But I know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was his student. That's why he was on the last level or the higher level of the Game of Death.
Yes.
You know, you think about if we would have started getting into this higher knowledge and where we would be.
Ooh,
they had to get rid of him. That's why they got rid of his son too. Once he started, he was cool when he was doing the movies, when he was shooting the gun. But once he did that movie, when he was showing the martial arts, because I didn't know. I've seen him in the other movies, but I didn't know that was his son until he did that martial arts movie.
Right.
That's the whoa. And then right after that, then he did Crow, and then the accident happened.
Right. Don't call after that. Yeah.
And,
right. Rapid fire.
Yeah, so it's that higher level that they don't want you to get where you don't even have to hit a person. Like they say, get out, and the guy flew out the room.
Right.
That
higher level. Going at
it.
You know. Yeah.
Life, or that is dealing with, you know, those particular sciences, and we have to, we have to get ourselves to these levels, man. I mean, this just doesn't make any sense for us to be so complacent, you know what I'm saying, with and being so stagnated personally as I'm seeing, you know, with just, you know, doing everyday things, man. It's time for us to start doing something much more extraordinary as a people.
Yeah. And notice you were just going over the Moore's Holy Quran. So just even in just going over that, like, is the Moore's Holy Quran saying all of that?
Yes, exactly. It is.
You know, like, wow, I've heard people read it before, but is it saying all of that? Mm-hmm. Wow.
That little bitty pamphlet. All that. Yeah, you know, they just don't know, especially in these temples. They don't know.
So we're supposed to be meditating and all that stuff in the temples.
Yes. Breathing, all of this.
That's supposed to be that death chamber information. It's the science of the meditation. Holy breath.
Qigong classes.
Right, Qigong classes. Pranic healing, Reiki. You know what I'm saying? Which is part of the Order of Melchizedek. All of this information is supposed to be there.
Tai Chi class.
Right, they playing around with it.
That's all. Constantly dumbing them down.
You know, this part is supposed to be part of people supposed to be going through all this stuff. It's right here. It's like they always say, the prophet gave us everything we needed to have, right? In the oral statements, right?
They do.
And they said, and when he said this, he held up the Holy Quran in the 101. He gave us everything we needed to have to save ourselves, and right, it says that, right? And he held up the 101 in the Holy Quran. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's we should be in here doing this stuff. Why are we not doing it?
Uh-huh. Good question.
And that's just and he also said if I told you everything, you'll go back to sleep. So it's much more to that as well. It's much more to know. But I just told you enough, you know, so you wouldn't want to take the blue pill again.
Exactly.
You know, because the other guy in the Matrix, he wanted to go back to sleep. He said, man, shoot, yo, this put me to sleep. I don't want to remember nothing.
Right, say, man, I know this steak ain't real, but damn, it's good.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's what they say.
I get back up, he said, remember now, when I get back up then, I want to remember nothing. And I want to make some money. I want to be an actor. You heard him? He said, I want to be an actor or something.
Something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember this, man. Because, you know, when you see, that's the thing. When you come into this knowledge, there's responsibility. Some people don't want the responsibility. You know.
No, they don't. No.
You know. I mean, you know, we could be right here. We could be partying right now. Party, man. It's Friday. This, you know, it's party.
Yeah.
You know, no. It's all about the people. It's all about making sure that, you know, future generations get this.
Why are we here talking to each other right now? Because we want to be here talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. Notice it said when man honors man, he honors Allah.
That's right.
And what man does for man, he does for Allah.
Yes.
So they have people say, I love Allah. Okay, well, what are you doing for your fellow man?
What is Allah and all of them? I had a brother ask me, said, well, maybe you came to the temples wrong, you know. Maybe what you were trying to tell them was too advanced for them, you know. I said, no. I said, let me ask you something, brother. Why are you a naturalized Moor? Why are you in Atlanta? Why are you with the Gray Seals? Well, because it was my choice. I said, I rest my case.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? You have to want that. That's something you have to want for yourself.
Yeah. Is there? Everything is there. We just went over the Moorish Quran. We just went over that. We didn't go into, you know, we went into the book. So all of this is here. This is not something. So this is it. We talked about the nationality card. Is all of these different names on there? So this is not something that is out of our reach. This is not something foreign to us. This is something that, like I just said, and the prophet said, I gave you everything that I needed to give you to save yourself. Then they said he held up the Moorish Quran in the 101.
Uh-huh. So what do you want me to do? Kill you?
No. Yeah. So if everything is here, and we just went over that, then we should be doing this.
Exactly.
No doubt. And speaking of Bruce Lee, I want to add this up in here.
Okay.
You know, speaking about B. Water, my friend, you know, and if you go back and study his work, I mean, it's phenomenal because he was giving you the philosophy, but he was trying to take you through the school, you know what I'm saying, actual Taoism. That's actually what he was trying to take you through.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he was showing you the way, you know.
Showing you the way.
Yeah.
You know, the way of life.
Right, the way of life. Exactly.
You know, the way to the light.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They just wanted him to just be kicking and stuff. They didn't want him to just speak. He was teaching too much.
Mm-hmm. Not the esoteric part of martial arts.
No. Just kick and flip and whatever you're going to do. Don't teach. Don't give them what they considered the secrets.
Right.
Yes.
You know, like you said, those lessons were held secret. In the beginning of the Moorish Quran, those lessons were held secret.
Mm-hmm.
Those teachings were held secret. So he started telling. And then they said, oh, okay. We got to get rid of this guy. He's letting them know how they can tap into this thing so they can wake up. No, not. Keep in mind, he was teaching people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Listen to his name, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Uh-huh.
No, you teaching them, and you telling them how to tap into this thing.
Right, was giving it back to the Muslims. He was giving it to the Muslims.
Uh-huh. Right. You're teaching their own science.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
No doubt. Be water, my friend. And we're going to leave everybody with that tonight. Any closing statements?
we did it again. Morris, join it always. Glad I come out here and put in some real ideas and some more science out here to drop it on the people out here. Hope a lot of them listening. Hope ain't too many of them in the lounges and in the clubs and everything.
Exactly.
So they can listen to this great science that we're putting out here.
No doubt about it. Because definitely it's information that they definitely need to be studying. We got a call. Hold on, before we go, we got someone got a question here. Let's go to the phone line.
Okay.
347, you on the line.
Hey, how y'all doing? Brother Brother Al. Brother Obala. I've been calling. I don't know if y'all remember me, but I've been calling in frequently because, you know,
I love y'all's
show.
Because,
you know, y'all's show, I mean, Blog Talk been kind of low on the consciousness at this time,
right.
From what I'm seeing. But, yeah, but when y'all was talking about Bruce Lee, I find a lot of black people, especially the ones that are more religious, into a religious kind of mindset, I find that they don't really like to mess with Bruce Lee because I guess they feel that, I don't know, that he's Chinese or something. But I guess they don't really know the history or the historicity behind China, because they see all them Chinese people, them all them clones up in the corner store Chinese restaurants, and they think that's the real Chinese people.
No.
See what I'm saying? But 80% of China is black. Black, dark-skinned people like us. See what I'm saying?
No, that,
20% is them fake ones you see.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bruce Lee had a tan. Bruce Lee was dark.
Yeah, they didn't want to listen to Bruce Lee because Bruce Lee will open up a lot of the things that their churches wasn't teaching them.
All right. Well, let's get into this for a second, because when you look at the Kong people from out of South Africa, who is known as the Bushmen, they have the exact same fold eyes as the so-called Chinese people. That is the origin of the Chinese people, is from out of Africa. There's an article in which that was done. Matter of fact, article from out of Hong Kong. It was dated, May 12, 2005, in which that speaks about African black Chinese from East Africa. Ancient black Chinese is from East Africa. And it says Chinese came from Africa, just like the rest of us. This is Thursday, May 12, 2005. This is CNA, which is Hong Kong. An international study has been found that the Chinese people originated not from the Peking man in northern China, but from early humans in East Africa who moved across to South Asia to China some 100,000 years ago.
Wow.
The Hong Kong Mingpao Daily reports yesterday in its finding that confirms the single origin theory in anthropology, that ancient black Chinese came from East Africa. So it's just, so this is nothing more than the remnants once again of our information. Case closed.
Yes. It was natural to the land, connected to the land, of the earth land, people. You know.
Right. I've done shows on African origin of martial arts. I've done videos on.
Yes.
People can go to my website, www.draleemelbay.com, and I go in depth. You know what I'm saying? With visuals and everything. How it's on the walls of ancient Egypt, how even Koreans and Chinese, Japanese all speak about the fact of basically having a little black blood, you know what I'm saying? In order to be a good samurai or a good ninja, you must have a little bit of black blood. All of this is spoken of, you know what I'm saying, in ancient tongue. You know, so, and they know about the culture coming from out of Africa, coming from off the walls of Egypt. We have the martial arts right there. There was a book written in the 1950s and 60s by a Korean master, you know what I'm saying, who spoke about on the wars of ancient Kemet, Africa, martial arts originated from there. So this is old news, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, coming from the 1950s and 60s, you know. So this is what we definitely be studying, you know, and getting up on, because when we're talking about Qi Gong or Tai Chi, yes, it might appear to be Asian, you know what I'm saying, but we're Asiatics, you know what I'm saying? We're African, you know, pro-Asians, as they would say, or whatever the case may be. So this is also our information, you know. We're not running from what is ours. We're running to what is ours.
Taking a ball,
And that's just the template. That's just the template of knowledge, because you got the subconscious and you have the conscious. You have the surface mind and the outer mind. That's just what it represents. That's how knowledge transforms. It has to go underground to take its transformation and become something different.
No doubt.
Thank
you, brother.
And I deal with the. Oh yeah. Okay. One more thing too.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And I deal with the mythology of Bruce Lee, because he's been coming to me too, because out of nowhere, you know, I've just been watching his movies a lot. You know, I've been watching his movies a lot. I've been taking heed to the particular metaphysical messages that he's been saying. And also, I recognize him as one of the Kundalini gods. And also, mm-hmm. I heard that he's also Kuan Yin, too.
Well, the word Li means black.
Yep.
Within China. So when they talk about Bruce Lee, they talk about Bruce Black. You know what I'm saying? The word means black. So what it means by Lee is actually the same as what we call ourselves as Moors today. That's actually what it symbolizes. So he actually came from, genetically, from the Moors. And the last name Lee symbolizes that. That is the line coming from the Shangli, from the Shang Dynasty, which was the first dynasty, you know what I'm saying, in China, coming from the Kong people, who were the Africans, in which that developed Qigong, in which that developed Kung Fu. And we know that Qigong came forth Bodhidharma. Bodhidharma came from out of the Indo-Kush area, from out of India. He was part of the Tamil people, which is the pre-Davidians, you know, who were the so-called blacks, the Sutras, as they're now called, the Untouchables. And he went into Asia and taught at the Shaolin temples and taught them the 18 no hands positions, you know what I'm saying, which becomes known as the Qigong. You know what I'm saying? So that's the history. So anybody who's trying to come otherwise, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. You know, and this information, like I said, it's found in my tapes. It's found also in Wayne Chandler's book, Ancient Future.
Well, they never taught you in history class. They showed you the Shang Dynasty artifact. They show a brother on the artifact.
Exactly.
And you said the same thing about Jet Li then.
Right, same thing about Jet Li, exactly.
Yeah, he a nigga too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And also, one more thing before I go too.
No, you must have good black blood to be a good warrior.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that a lot, from a lot of the history people. When I used to watch those tapes, they used to always say that when he got into the part of Asia, especially like in Japan, when he was talking about the samurais and the ninjas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. One more thing too. If y'all wanna raise the Kundalini, or you wanna make the operate with the Kundalini. One thing y'all could do. You remember when Bruce Lee used to do that? What the? Who? Remember he used to do that?
Right.
That's actually a mantra to raise the Kundalini.
Right. It's the sounds. Right. And we taught the sound. We taught the power of the sounds here on our show, on our radio show, Matt.
Yes.
Not only did we go through the sounds, I taught everyone which sounds and which particular notes hit. You know, and what they attune to as far as the chakra system. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely been on that science for a minute. We're going to go to phone call 818.
Right, it's the sounds, right. And we change the sound.
Hey.
Put the power of the sound here on our show. Not only did we go through the sounds, I taught everyone.
Right, we should turn down the sound. Just the background to be heard.
Yes, I can hear you.
And what they attuned to as far as the chakra system.
Right, we're going to go to area code 704. You're on the line.
Yeah, 818.
Yo.
Peace.
Hey, peace.
What's going on, guys? I've been trying to get in touch with you, Brother Aileen. I had to holler at you about some stuff about my nationality and trying to get my stuff together. I called the office and she told me to call. I thought the topic was gonna be something else today, so I ain't really get the hint on what I wanted to. I ain't really wanna take y'all out y'all element of what I was talking about. I got a criminal matter that I kinda wanted to speak on.
Right. Well, we teach on everything here, brother, so I mean.
Yeah, I know. I listen to the show a lot. You know what I'm saying? When she told me today, I thought it was kind of because I just heard y'all other show. I tried to catch y'all. What was it, Wednesday? When y'all first started building on it, I was going in.
Right.
So I've been in the archives listening to all your stuff. But what I really wanted to ask you was, it was about the, what is this? Is this about a buying bond? And how do you get that? What is it, buying bond? Or?
The bid bond.
It's a performance bond. It was one of your past shows, but it was dealing with a problem that I'm going through, and that's why I ain't really want to call, because I ain't want to mess y'all whole vibe up of what y'all were talking about and kind of bring in a matter like this.
All right, well, let me explain.
I've been trying to call your office, trying to catch you offline.
That's fine. Let me explain this. Number one, when you're talking about the bid bond.
Bid bond, that's what it is.
Right. And you have to ask the court, you have to ask the judge, where's the bid bond at? Now, you have to ask him, particularly, where's that at?
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. So when I got... Is it the judge serving you with the bid bond? Because I'm out on bond now. Or was it you talking about the magistrate?
No, you have to ask that in the courtroom, brother.
So when I go to court, when I have a court date, I have to ask them about the bid bond.
Right, that's what the whole thing is about.
But what I'm saying is, that's the whole thing I really wanted to holler with you about, because I don't really understand the whole. Is it? Have I already admitted to him, being that I'm out on bond?
They're bidding on you. It's your money. It's about money.
Exactly.
And then you're a bid.
Right.
You know, so it's about money. All cases are about money, whether it's criminal, civil, whatever. You know. And that's why Dr. Ali asked you, asked the judge or the magistrate.
Okay,
bond.
So I asked him. So when I go back to court, what's the process that I need to do? Because really, I want to get my nationality and all that right before I even go into that anyway. So what's the steps that I really need to take?
Well, that's the first step.
Yeah.
Is getting your reclamation? Is having your nationality put on the
right?
You know, on the record, on the public record.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, I can't even take you through the second step because you ain't done the first
step. Right. I ain't got my nationality in that. Right. I ain't got everything together yet. That's what I was saying, because I've been on your website, Tyreek Bay, and what I'm saying is, what I'm asking you now, since we ain't talking about the bid bond, what is the process that I need to go to, or how do I get this information to start posting up my stuff? Because I don't want to be this. The case been going on for like a year or something, and they ain't really pushing the pedal on nothing. So I don't want to really actually get locked up and then be trying to do all this stuff from the inside, opposed to actually being out now and going through the process where they can't railroad me in.
Right. Well, my answer hasn't changed, brother. You have to ask the court for the bid bond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that you request that there has to be a bid bond, and you have to ask, is this a tort court or is this amorality court? If it's tort, then you got to prove to me the contract. So where's the bid bond? If this is amorality, then you know, then you're dealing with acceptance for value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you don't even know what I'm talking about, then I can't even explain.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, you have to do some research, brother. You know what I'm saying? The best website to go to, you can go to our website, www.dralimelbay.com. You know, you can also go to Fam Guardian, FAMGU.
Hold up, Fam what?
Fam Guardian.
Spell it again. Fam Guardian.
Fam Guardian. You also need to go THC, .org.
THC.
Right, .org. And look up on YouTube. There's many videos on YouTube in which that goes into acceptance for value.
Yeah, I've been on this stuff for really a good 6 months, but trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for y'all because y'all more seasoned in it, but it's like I'm just really coming into all this, so it's kind of like hard to grasp all the terms and really break it down. But like I said, you know how I go when you're dealing with these people. If you ain't really seasoned and schooled, I can't go in there and, you know what I'm saying, do certain things that you can, because y'all got years of research and experience with it.
I'm trying to see a starting point where I can. I'm still like younger. There's two more. I'm still learning. I haven't been in the Morris Divine movement about maybe a year and a half now, but I have learned a whole lot.
Right.
By studying under Dr. Eileen and listening to a lot of his DVDs and his literature, his books that he has sent me and so forth. And so it's not really that hard.
No, I know it ain't. I done downloaded the proclamation and everything else, but it's just like I just need how to, the whole format of how to. That's what I was. That's why I really called his office today, because I'm from Greensboro, but I heard y'all was in Fayetteville, so I could some way y'all can get me the information where I can kind of start really look over it and start the process of getting this information in.
Okay.
Right. Those are the websites that you can do that at, brother.
THC.org, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Also, famguardian.com.org. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you about to post this up on there tonight?
No. I wasn't going to post it, but I guess I could.
Huh?
I will. Somebody in the chat room?
Nah, I mean, see, like, other times I'll be looking at y'all, if I don't catch it on here, I'll be looking at it on Dark Matter on their website. So sometimes, you know how when you post it, I can go back through it or look through the archives and really check out what you're saying. There's a lot of stuff you're saying, and I can't, you know how I go.
Right. Well, I don't know about Dark Matter. That means they just taking my information and doing their thing to it. I
thought you was posting it to the Dark Matter Paradigm.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to caught your wife today. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to probably call back. I'm gonna look into it and look at these websites y'all just gave me. But I'm gonna try to call in, because I definitely really need to vibe with you, and really if I got to pay for a consultation or whatever I got to do, I definitely want to get it done.
All right, well, definitely give me a call then, brother.
I got you. Thank y'all, man. Peace.
Oh, thank you, brother. Peace. Peace and love.
All right, we're going back to Eric Cole 818. Eric Cole 818, you're on the line.
Hello.
Peace. Yes, greetings.
Peace, Goddess.
Can you hear me? Oh,
yes, we can.
How are you brothers doing?
Fine, sister. How you doing?
I'm good. I just had a brief question. Kind of more of a clarification. You all covered a lot this evening. But basically you said the legend of life, death, and reincarnation. So I want to know, you were just trying to give me the understanding of immortality.
Right.
Basically.
Right. And how to achieve it.
And yeah, how to achieve it through the breath of life.
Right. That's because that's the only medium you have. When God breathed into the nostrils of man and made man a living soul. So your living soul comes by way of the holy breath.
Okay. Okay, I didn't want to get lost. So you all covered a lot. So I take it right. back. I know you went back to the whole Toronto 7.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, you said man is a thought of our life. So basically, we have to change our thinking and get into what you're trying to tell us and go into the practical applications of it.
Right.
You said in order to say
But the thinking has seven different, remember, thinking, the thought apparatus has seven Elohims or seven aspects of a law, of the triunal law. So what are those seven aspects? You're talking about the seven states of consciousness. You're talking about interpersonal consciousness, intrapersonal consciousness, life consciousness, subconsciousness, superconsciousness, magnetic consciousness, and infinite consciousness. And only in order to infinite consciousness from your lowest state of consciousness, which is interpersonal consciousness, is by way of the breath. By you slowing down your breath. Enter into those various states of consciousness. You enter into those seven Elohims. known as the seven archangels, known as Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Azrael, Samuel, Gimiel, you know, these, and so these are the, and Raphael, these are the seven archangels or the seven Elohims in which that you tap into, which is talking about the seven levels of consciousness.
Okay, which you travel through ether, through breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that because I had a little note down here. I was trying to stay on point. Okay, so like I said, basic immortality. Okay, how to achieve it. Okay, you said the conscious level of breath. You're talking about the 1010 for infinite consciousness?
Right, infinite consciousness. That is the highest level. That's where you find bliss with Allah, which is your Lord and personal Savior, your God within you, your higher self, or what is known as Allah in man, based on the Holy Quran, Circle 7, as well as also based on the 101 and the 102s of the Moorish Science Temple and the Moorish Holy Divine National Movement.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you said teaching that Allah is in man, that's what you're doing, basically. You're teaching it.
Right.
And how to achieve it.
Exactly. Okay. Well, what would be the point of me just talking about it if I can't tell you how to do it?
Hmm?
I said, what would be the point of me just talking about it if I can't tell you how to do it? In other words, there would be no point of us just reading, memorizing, saying it verbatim, and, you know, and parroting when the real science is for me to teach and show practical application.
Yeah, that's true. I can relate to that.
And that's the difference between us of what we do here, you know, every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and many that I've listened to. They don't give anything of practicality. They don't give no application. Only thing they do is simply talk and talk and talk, you know, but then leave the people with nothing that they can use in order to master these levels. So we spoke about that the average person breathes 18 breaths a minute. That means that they are tapped into interpersonal consciousness. In order to break that bind, which is dealing with karma, dealing with the clock of life, or the clock of destiny as it is called, which is the will of life, which is the zodiac sign, you have to lower your breath beyond that in order to lower karma. And so what you do, you go to 9 breaths a minute, in which that taps you into intrapersonal consciousness. Then 7.5 breaths a minute into life consciousness, 6 breaths a minute into subconsciousness, 4.5 breaths a minute into superconsciousness, 3 breaths a minute into magnetic consciousness, and 1 breath a minute into infinite consciousness. So if you was able to lower your breath to 1 breath a minute, which is 30 breaths in, which is 30 seconds in and 30 seconds out, that's 1 breath. So it's like this. If you just simply breathe in for a count of 30.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you. I kind of got caught up a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of show you how to breathe in.
Okay, I thought that's what he was doing. Okay, I was doing that too. Okay.
Right. You just simply do the breath. Breathe in for 30 seconds. Breathe out for 30 seconds. After 72 minutes, you would have reached infinite consciousness, and you would have reached back into your law, back into your creator. Who brought your physical templates, your physical body into existence, which is the same force in which that brought all of us into existence. However, it resonated with you at a particular level, at a particular frequency, at a particular conscious state. Right? And so that's what you're tapped back into, is your divine self, your higher self. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that takes building up up to 72 minutes right there.
Right, right. And that's the whole key. And that's the reason why we talk about how these types of things, because we want the people in order, you know, this is yoga. I mean, there's no way around it. This is what it's called within the Hindu Kush of India. This is what Tao, as the brother said, within Asia, within China, you know, is Buddhism, you know, which is dealing with Pitta, or Buddha. I mean, there's no way around it that all of the religions on the planet deals with the science of breath, but they have encoded it in a story form so that those who would want to profane and are only curious about enlightenment but never would want to work towards it, it would not be like casting pearls for a swan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went on a fast about a month ago.
This is for those who are mm-hmm. very serious about their soul and actually don't want to incarnate back here again. Now, for those who just want to incarnate again, then I guess you just keep partying and bullshit. That's mm-hmm. what they do. But that's what they would enjoy doing. You know what I'm saying? But for those who are actually mm-hmm. trying to not incarnate back here again in another third-dimensional plane of existence or plane of manifest, then they will want to do mm-hmm. something up there what they've been doing, and that's eating, sleeping, and shit, and fucking, and going to work.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I can relate to what you're saying. I went on a like a 10-day fast about a month ago.
Yeah. Yes.
And I did like 3 days of water, and the rest of it was like a liquid fast. But I had got to the point, I can relate to you saying, so I had got to the point where all I wanted to do was just breathe.
Right.
It was almost hard for me to break the fast because, you know, you get it to the point 10 day. I never did it 10 days. I've done it 1 meal. You know, I've done one meal a day for years, a lot of different things. But I never did the 10 day like that.
Right.
And I said I can relate to what you're saying because it does give you a different feeling. You know, you just feel lighter. You feel like you just want to exist just on the air, and you have to have a desire in the heart to want to live and to live in your life.
Exactly.
And that's what the point out, and that's what I experienced. So okay. I just want to make sure I stayed on point. Like I said, you all covered a lot, and want to stay within the realm.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.
All right. So we're about to close out, but before we go, I got to play it one more time. Our introduction is now extroduction, our outro. All right, so.
First of all, the radio, finally, we are on the air. All right. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight. First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this the hottest day of the week.
Christina lovers in time holding importance. The most prominent parts of what is for instruments. Earthly state of healing concerns in existence. And it doesn't invest in true prophecy or healing. Custom regulates the bring about specific things that we bring to our own natural appearance of wisdom. Current radiates the magnetic distance of sound to the thing that your thoughts transmit. Christina lovers in time holding importance. The most prominent parts of what is for instruments. Earthly state of healing concerns in existence. And it definitely must be true prophecy or distance. Custom regulates the bring about specific things that we bring to our own natural appearance of wisdom. Current radiates electromagnetic distance of sound to the thing that your thoughts transmit.
right, we get ready to get up out of here, y'all. Any closing remarks, Brother Olabala, Grand Sheik?
Yeah, brother, I think I said all I was going to say.
All right.
Like I say, we did hope we did a lot of damage.
All right.
And, you know, so do it again Monday.
No doubt, brother. Appreciate that. And Brother Olabala, got any closing remarks? Brother Olabala?
He's not there. Okay.
He must have got off. All right.
Okay.
So, I'm going to leave you with this. And basically, we look at it. And what you want to master is this holy breath, as we've been talking about. As a matter of fact, in chapter 8, and Jesus said, the holy breath cannot be seen with mortal eyes, nor can man see the spirit of the Holy One. All right? And then it goes on, then with your tongue, the Holy One will speak, and he will smile behind your tears, and the light behind your countenance. All right? As well as also with the fact of the holy breath, we find that in several different places in the Holy Quran, Sukkah 7. But the main one to me is we call these sons revealers of light, but they must have the light before they can reveal the light. And you must see these sons and set their souls on fire with the love and holy zeal and make them conscious of their missions to the sons of man. Teach them that Allah and man are one, but through the courtly thoughts and words and deeds, man tore himself away from Allah and debased himself. Teach that the holy breath will make them one again, restoring harmony and peace. So what restores harmony and peace, what merges the lower and the higher self together is only through the holy breath. So hence Jesus said, the only way to the Father is but by me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hence, talking about through the holy breath, not the white man, or so-called white man out beyond European. You know, he did not exist 2,000 years ago. All right, there was no one by that image, depiction, reflection to come and save you on any terms, fashions, or in any shape or matter. All right, so therefore, we leave you with that, and we out. Peace, Brother L.
Peace.
And we
all right. See y'all. Peace and love.
And we leave y'all with the five stages of consciousness.
One, two. Check it out, right? Five stages of consciousness right here.
You got your conscious. You know what I mean? World
you
out,
got
son.
Your subconscious.
You got your bringing the
talk about.
You got your super conscious.
Teeth
passing the man.
You got your
magnetic conscious.
Let them know one more.
And then we're
telling you right.
Yeah,
I forever stay ready, done. Money run gun under the belly, kinda heavy, pretty frill, tickle my belly, but steady by the waistline. Thirsty to dump, door twice before I took time to waste. Nine of mine in this mind, I'll let him live now. Realize what he did. Perhaps you got a child on the line, and I ain't got time for no bid. Keep bad enough, the former squad already bars in my crib. With their guns drawn, seeking killers, saying who done slid many moons ago. Across town, whereabouts, unknown. Hype blaring loud on my Yui, like who give a fuck. A puff of bone as usual, suspect can never be. A lie sees everything, a bad boy silence is the key to longevity. So take this advice, before I reiterate the door to take your life, and I will.
Magazines recovered at homo scenes, two teens living off rhyming schemes. Always had dreams to be discovered in the meanwhile. Had a blow trial, got put in foul with the rest of them. A-17 with blade infected guns, had to watch my back when I shit and piss. Niggas busting nuts to COs, early when turtles frisk. Your face is the risk. Buck 50 smile, your face get lifted, then you shifted to another facility. Same shit, back in the world. Stand strong and watch the weak curl. From the pressure, everyday life, career endeavor. The knowledge syllable in my name is straight terror. Killer army running through your whole fucking era. With five stages of consciousness, it's whipping change like the weather. Some trying to forecast, disrupt draft right off the pad, allow me to add. Destruct the subject just like math. Ran you off in the first half, this quarter won't last. Finger leaning on the trigger, guns blast. Crap. subconsciously this track smash.
Hard proof for hard times, kid, going through this difficult stage. Yet I maintain, coping with the stress and pain. Still in seek of the shoulder that rocks the rain. Although you gone in the flesh, my mental contains. To the times to explain the duty of a wise man to the minds of my planes. With this physical, mental, will and emotion. Realizations of control to my infinite devotion. Which is to seek the unsight, conceive a fresh start. Seek to seize the wrong foods, they made them what they not. Now my duty is to civilize and to penalize those for coming to muscle guard and spread lives. I take it upon myself to rebuild the skies. You fucking snake, and die to the grass is tight. Now fly to live, and again you will strike. I waste no time with searching for mystery. With every 25,000 we renew our history. To be the God, the Asiatic black man, and I be goddamn. To be absent when the shit hits the fan.
The government calls us traitors or deviants because we believe that we have the right to be ourselves.
And yo, 3 years trapped in the belly of the beast got me on some. Fuck the laws, fuck the fed coats, fuck the judge, cause they don't give two shits about us. Black man, woman, and child, how we living over here trapped in the world's part where things like this happen on the regular. Innocent bystanders get trapped off on the streets of my stomping grounds where constant war pops off like wine bottles on the regular, like clockwork to be Pacific.
The general wise, died of fatigue. Mentally for life, I bleed and promise to be the seed. He was supreme general in the army, real intelligent little bugs, more with thugs and sold drugs to survive. Civilized in 85 and saved many lives. But these waterhead niggas dealt with the four devils. Ceased the rebel and brought the guard physically down to another level. Now I'm at his weight. The great general passed away with a smile on his face. I swear, if you used to hear these pussy niggas get tortured, when I stick hooks up their noses and cut off their ears. Even their family members have to pay. Brothers, mothers, sisters, and fathers get manslaughtered the right way. I'm not dealing with feelings without fear of children. Weak niggas destroying, short niggas is building. Even the general, that's what I quote. They take a grenade to the head. I watch your brain explode.
I sling war slang like cocaine. Verbal dope that numbs your brain. Like a shot of Novocaine. In your death, you will feel no pain. I just jigged you with my sword and your tip was poisonous. Snakes speak lies and their words is venomous. Who hits come continuous. So I'll give a fuck if Hot 97 ain't feeling this. See what I'm revealing is the truth. And I go back, be the proof. The youth be the fruits. And the elders be the roots. I stand solid on the firmament. This black man be the dominant intelligent. These be the words of my testament. Written documents of the thought that makes me get processed. They'll take the cash cross. Motherfuckers.